Rave Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Moda, and we are broadcasting, as always, from Northern California, where it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit warm, but it's a great day to talk about AV and AV-related stuff, as always. Today, I have Tim Bigonis of DTools, who I will bring in shortly. As always, at first, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Ingram Micro. They are the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. And if you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out all the product solutions that they offer for you as an integrator. And you might be doing some currently, and if you're aware, then just ignore everything I said, but otherwise go and check them out. As I mentioned, I have the VP of Sales and Marketing, Tim Bigonis of DTools. Tim, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm excited. I briefly had Adam on the show, good guy, good friend. And I know you guys had just some new stuff coming out, and we just had Cydia. If you guys are listening and don't know what Cydia is, what are you doing? Cydia is probably the biggest resi show for our industry. Cydia is, I'm drawing a blank. This is the second time on the show I've done this, so they're going to get mad if they hear this, but it's...
Custom Electronics Dealers and Integrators Association.
Bing! Okay, there's a video where I said that and I was timed against... several other of my people, and I think I got second, but this time I'm just drawing a blank. It's got to be the heat up here in Northern California. That's what it is. But yeah,
I think so. It's hot.
It's a big residential show, and it's seriously everything you can think of, and all these vendors, such as DTools, and they're showing off all the latest and greatest things that we install and use every day. I myself, DTools is one of them. It's a great program for you as an installer, use a company. And if you're bidding projects, which you should be if you're staying alive in this industry out there, it's a great way to manage, bid, properly keep track of, and keep pricing on everything. It does a bit more than that, but basically it's one of the best bidding softwares that I can think of currently. There are other ones, but we're going to get into this right now. Tim, can you tell me a little bit about DTools, and then we'll get more into the specifics towards Cydia, new releases, and things like that?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, DTools, our primary solution is called System Integrator, and it's really a software package that helps custom integrators as well, you know, both on the resi side as well as the commercial side. And really what we do is help them streamline processes around really their projects of what they do. And we do this around the processes of estimation, doing your bids, doing your proposals, system design, so that you can tie in the drawings of the project, and then project management so you can deliver it. So we kind of touch on three main areas, which is really estimate, design, and install. And everything we do from DTools is, we like to call it a data-driven process. And what we mean by that is, instead of working in a bunch of spreadsheets, or you're working in Excel and doing your bids in there, and then, you know, exporting that stuff to Word and copying and pasting into Word documents. And then if you are doing drawings, you're probably doing it in either Visio or AutoCAD, but they're not connected. And then often, you know, if you are tracking the install at all, you're either using some kind of project management, or probably not much at all, more spreadsheets, right? So what we do is we kind of bring that together into a singular workflow that's all based on a catalog of the equipment that you sell and install. And by doing it that way, we give you kind of control over your pricing, how much you're going to charge versus your cost, and most importantly, how to estimate your labor. That's where a lot of integrators, you know, they're looking at a job and they're eyeballing it, and it's just, you know, reminds me of back when I was going to school, and I was I used to paint houses and do painting, and I would do anything to get the job, so I always severely underbid and then forgot about all the materials and everything that I had to do. So we give you a process where the data that you build in your catalog will have a phase of the project, such as like rough-in, trim, finish or programming assigned, and then we'll have an estimated time to install or labor units for each piece of equipment. So one of the easiest ways to work with us is to kind of set your labor rates by project phase, and then you can apply that labor to the products as you're adding them to a job, and then all you really need to do is start building a bill of materials. Set your locations and the type of systems you're going to use. So let's say, you know, you got a three-room system. It's going to be a multi-audio system, multi-rooms. You have your receiver. You've got your speakers in this room, and then, you know, your other rooms. Whatever you're adding to the project, we're going to automatically calculate the time that it's going to take to install it, and then apply your labor rates so that when you go to generate a proposal, we're going to estimate the installed price based on the time, the labor, and what you're selling the equipment for. So you as an integrator can really focus on, you know, putting the right equipment in place for your customers, putting, you know, your design to work. And then from that same bill of materials, you can generate all the documentation for the client, so contracts, proposals, scope of work statements. And then that same information can be used to generate the drawings. So we integrate directly with Visio and with AutoCAD. And then anything that's in that project file, you can essentially drag and drop from the project file onto the drawing surfaces. And that data we're tracking, you know, we have a huge library of manufactured products. Anything that's in the bill of materials, if you drag it onto the drawing surface, you can generate the drawing. And we can do line diagrams, elevations, plan views, and schematics. And each drawing page will use the data in a different way. So if you're doing, an elevation, a rack elevation, part of the things that we track as part of the data are dimensions. So when you drag a receiver onto the page, we're going to draw a shape, either in Visio or AutoCAD, that is to scale to the dimensions that are in the database, right? So you're building this rack. So if, oh, I need a shelf, and you drag the shelf over, well, if we have the dimensions, then the shelf is going to be drawn to scale. And if you didn't add it to the project before, you add it to the drawing, and then we can build on the bill of materials that way. So it really gives you a flexible way to start, you know, visualizing your project. Some people are really visual and they want to just start a project by doing the drawing. Mm-hmm. Our system's pretty cool so that if you want to just start a project and then start drawing it out, anything you add to the drawing is going to be added to your bill of materials. And nice. Then you generate your proposal from there. And then the same information in the project file, you can then use to actually schedule out the install. All right, so you can do work orders and service orders and assign tasks, you know, to your guys. Whether if you're a small shop and you're just trying to track it all yourself, fine. You know, you can set your schedule for the day and say, these are the things I'm going to install today. This is how much time it should take. And if you're trying to, you know, run your teams, then basically anything that you schedule to your teams, they can go out and you can send it out via Outlook. And they'll get it in the field. They'll have their tasks. They'll know what to do. So it's really a matter of bringing the three things that really come to bear for a project and putting it into a more manageable workflow. And by doing that, you're saving time and money when you're just, you know, generating the proposals and the documentation. But our system also allows you to create accessories for products or create packages so that you don't forget things. So let's say, you know, you got out there and you forgot, oh man, I forgot, you know, the surge protectors and the HDMI cables, and you've already estimated it and presented it to the customer. You got to go back and ask the customer, oh, tell him you forgot that. Most likely you're not going to do that. Most likely you're just probably going to eat the cost of the cables. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff starts to impact your profitability and your bottom line. So by having a process where you could say, okay, all my flat panel TVs, I'm going to make sure I have some accessories, a selection of mounts, and I'm going to always include an HDMI cable and a surge protector. That's how I'm going to, you know, install our TVs. You don't forget things.
Right. So like you're saying, you create the TV mounting package. So XTV comes with a mount of sorts, whether that's a tilt, fully articulating flat, or and also including, like you said, the surge suppression.
Yeah, and you can make it so it's optional, so you get reminded, oh, I don't need it for this job, right?
Okay,
or
yeah.
You can say, or you can say, no, I'm always going to include the surge protector and the HDMI cable.
All right.
So that way, as you're bringing more people on, they don't forget it either. They just, oh, here's the TV we're going to use, and this stuff's automatically added.
Right, and then, like, so the great thing, again, like, to kind of just go back a few steps and dive into what you're saying, Well, as long as you, as the integrator, put, you know, for your own company and what it takes you to do, you put, you know, the time it takes to install the TV or that package, you know, with, you know, that accessory, you know, roughly, let's just say it's an hour or whatever. Unless they're like a 152-inch plasma screen TV.
Right.
Which, in that case, if you're doing that, I commend you. But it's great. It's great. Like I said, it's great for tracking, and it like I said, you have new guys. You know, there's no way that they can forget because it's already pre-installed. You know, usually if someone's doing detools, that you have a guy that's dedicated to that and the drawing aspects. And I should also note that if you're not doing drawings, you should really, really do yourself a favor and start doing them. Whether or not you give them to the homeowner, and you kind of should, because they should have some as-builts, I think, just to live there. You for yourself and for the people installing these things, you know, if someone's running the wires, this is where they go, point A to point B, this is how they get here, this is what you're connecting. You should really have the drawings, and so that the fact that Detools, whether you start from the drawing side or you start from doing like the build out of what you're planning on putting in, they're working with each other in real time via Detools together. So the fact that they can work together is a whole other step, and that saves you time. And also, the fact that you have shapes and stuff already in there is amazing, because many years ago, when I first started getting into Detools, right when I found out about Detools, let's just say roughly 7 years ago, I spent hours and hours and hours on AutoCAD drawing everything myself, you know, drawing the amp flares, all the bolts and everything, because I was really meticulous and kind of anal, retentive about it. Like, it's got to look, you know, it's got to look beautiful. I'm going to present this rack elevation, and it's going to have all my amplifiers and everything down to the bolts, and spend a lot of time. And if you don't save often with AutoCAD, it likes to not be friendly, lock up, and if you have big files. So basically, it's saving you a lot of time, and I'm glad it does.
Yeah, and besides just doing the rack elevations, the other thing I mentioned is, or I didn't mention and should, is that, you know, we can also do schematic drawings, which means we can get all the way down to the wire connections.
Right.
And really track the inputs and the outputs. And one of the benefits of doing that particular drawing is, you know, in addition to just seeing, okay, so this you know, these speakers connect to this amp in these rooms, mm-hmm. you can then generate reports from that schematic drawing. So you could generate wire connections, wire schedules, even generate wire labels for the entire job based on that schematic drawing. So you could give the drawing and this list of, you know, here's your checklist of wires to your team and check these off as you connect them. That documentation piece becomes really key. And even if you've never done drawings before, that's really the cool thing about the system, is I am not an AutoCAD guy by any means. I can do Visio, and when somebody asks me to show them AutoCAD, fortunately, because what we do is just drag and drop,
mm-hmm.
I can just open up a project in AutoCAD, choose a schematic drawing, drag the shapes onto the drawing, drag the wires over, connect the shapes, and then even in AutoCAD, once the connection is made, you can move the shapes around and they all stay connected. That's just something that really can't be done with any other system, that we actually tie that product data to the shapes and the blocks in the drawing. We also can do plan views. And plan views are great because, you know, if you get a floor plan from the architect, let's say, and, you know, or a PDF or an image, and you got the floor plan, you can open that up in Visio or in AutoCAD. I'm a Visio guy, so it's pretty cool. And then when you drag the information or the products onto the plan view shape, we've got this entire library of industry standard shapes. We just created these new shapes that are based on the J standards that were created from Infocom and Cedia for AV shapes, for security shapes, for electrical shapes. These are universally recognized symbols. So that when you drag, this room has these two speakers and a couple of cameras and a TV, you can actually drag them onto the floor plan and show the placement of where these are.
Nice.
Wires as well, right? And label them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the other, one of the cool things that we did just introduce is we just introduced a free app called FreeTools, which is basically a plugin for Visio that has these libraries of the plan view shapes. So if you've never used our software before, you've never used DTools, you're maybe not ready to, you know, do the whole estimation design and documentation, you can go to our website, download this free app, and as long as you've got a copy of Visio, these libraries will load up. You can do these beautiful plan drawings. They're not tied to any data yet, but it starts to give you the power to start creating this professional documentation. And then when you're ready to, you know, tie that to data and really bring in a process to help manage the estimation and project management, you've already had kind of a head start, at least doing the drawings and understanding how that works.
When you say the app, is that an app that lives on your computer kind of thing, or is that like a mobile app, or?
No, for FreeTools, that's basically a Visio plugin. So you can just go to our website, download it for free, install it, and then it's basically a plugin for Visio.
Gotcha.
And it's got the library and shapes, and it's got these document templates. It's really a well-designed app, and it's completely free, and you should check it out.
You guys add a lot of shapes pretty frequently to my. I mean, I get a lot of the emails and stuff, and you know when new shapes are added and you're part of the DTools list and such, I notice that you guys are pretty up to date on a lot of the new products that are out there because they seem to be pretty popular. And Adam, being Adam, I know that he's like really into automation, so like to streamline things and just to be like on it, like that's like one of his big things. And so like when there's new shapes, like he's pretty on it to get these things out.
Yeah, and really, you know, this all really kind of came from Adam's, one of the things Adam does really, really well is find ways to be more efficient, right?
Right.
The software grew out of Adam's basic, way of thinking there's got to be something, better and easier for me to do as I do my day-to-day work.
Right.
And the software evolved from there, but I think really one of the most important hallmarks for us from that is that as a company, that's kind of how we work, where we look at areas across the entire company on how we can be more efficient, how we can work smarter, how we can work better. Like a few years ago when the economy turned and it was, you remember how it was, oh my God, it was survival, right?
Right.
We looked internally at our processes on our workflow, our sales process, our engineering processes, our support processes, and we set to work to really, walk the talk, really, and say, okay, well, how can we apply what we do in our software to our own company to make us more efficient and better? And the result of that has been just what you mentioned, that we're on top of these shapes. We have a data library that's grown from whatever we were a few years ago to thousands of manufacturers and hundreds of thousands of SKUs. Our support and our training processes are very streamlined so that someone, if they've never really used us before and they go to our website and they download the trial, they can start working immediately. We have very specific and short and easy to digest videos that show how to install the software, how to download your first products, how to set your pricing, how to start a project. And if you spent about an hour with these getting started videos, and they're each about 2 to 3 minutes each, you'll be up and running and working with the software. I've had guys where I've done a demo of the software, we review it for an hour, I give them a link to download the trial. I've had people the next day send me a PDF of their proposal and say, hey, I put this together last night, I already submitted it to my client, he's going to take the job, I won the bid, so I'm going to buy the software.
Nice.
And That's the kind of success story I like to hear, because you know it wasn't always that way. Like you said, you've worked with us for a long time, and I thank you for that. But you also know that you had to put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, right? We were not the easiest. You know, we were not the easiest software to use, and I've been here now almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first got here, I was like, "Oh my God, this is wow! It's great software, but wow, this is really, you know, this is really intense. It's going to take me a long time to get up to speed." And that was back in version 4 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every release that we've done since then, the emphasis has really been on, hey, what's that out-of-the-box experience for the customer? If someone's never worked with us before, you know, how long is it going to take them to get, you know, to get started and start working? And I think with the release of 6 and 6.2013, and then this new version, SI 2015, that we're coming out with, we've really, that's the areas that we've focused on the most, is being able to rapidly add features, decrease that learning curve, make it easy for anyone to come, you know, come to the website, download the trial, and start working. And that, you know, hearing you say that, wow, I'm getting these new shapes, you know, all the time, you know, that makes me feel good, because that means we're doing, you know, we're really doing what we set out to do, which is ultimately make the integrator's job easier.
Well, it's great, like you said, because you work with so many manufacturers, and they're working with you to help, you know, provide, you know, this, you know, we're coming out with this. And so when it launches, you can have that shape or product, you know, in DTools, you know, depending on the manufacturer and the company, but ready to go. So, like, you know, because in the past, it's like, oh, you know, I'm using Brand X and it's so brand new, you know, it really doesn't exist yet. And it's kind of the same thing with, like, you know, if I need to write a driver for some amplifier that's, you know, doesn't communicate with whoever, I got to figure it out. I can't ask, you know, Automation Brand X to do it for me. I mean, I can, but they might just say, oh, there's really no requests on it, and maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't, or maybe we like you a lot and we'll do your job for you. But to work with them, like, kind of, so things happen ahead of time, you know, on launch day or something like that, you know, if it might be a big push for, you know, whatever this product is, to get it in your system right away is saving me, us, the integrators, a lot of time. Because, like you said, the idea of DTools was, well, I need to be out there, you know, selling or installing or doing my job. And, you know, how can I streamline the process of the bidding? Because the biggest problem that I had seen in the past was, you know, you spend all these, well, I could have, and I know other people out there listening have probably done the same thing. You could spend hours and days and doing a really big project, and maybe then you have to, like, go back and refine it, and they want this and that, and, you know, it was a lot of typing. And, you know, now with a program that's kind of working with you to track all these things, you know, if you have packages, you can edit all that stuff, and it's really simple, saving a lot of time. And then sometimes you may not get that job, so you've just lost a big chunk of time, and that time equals money. So if you can, if you can reduce your overhead and the time and amounts to do it, and still, you know, like that, the case scenario where you say, download this free software, this is the sample, and this client was able to put out a bid the next day and present it to his client, or I guess you're, the DTools user is able to present that to his client and then get that job within 1 day turnaround, is amazing. And, and now he wants to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. That's light years from where we've been. And I do want to touch on one thing with the manufacturers. We've really worked hard to kind of make sure that we're in tune and in sync with our manufacturer partners. And, you know, it's never going to be perfect. It just can't, right? We're chasing, you know, we have about 150 manufacturers that are our partners, right, that we work with. Plus, in our library, there's thousands of manufacturers and hundreds of thousands of SKUs, right?
Right.
So we've been doing this a long time, and we understand that you know, there's time and there's lags and there's pitfalls. But we put together a really, really good data team that their entire job is really to either work with our partners or work with the manufacturers or respond to customer requests for data. So I would say that our data library is probably one of the best resources out there. but it's never going to be 100% up to date and perfect, because it's just, you know, things are changing, you know, daily, hourly. So I think we do a really good job of it, and we continue to improve. And for users that, you know, may have looked at us a long time ago, I would say, hey, if you haven't looked at us, you know, lately, you know, take another look. And for new dealers just getting into the industry, you know, I would say you need some kind of process. And whether it's us, whether it's something else, you know, you need to have some kind of process to make your job a little easier. We provide really good tools to get you started. So the other thing used to be, oh, we're not big enough for D-Tools, or we're not at that point yet. And I would just say, hey, what you start when you're just starting out, the processes you put in place when you're just starting out, are the processes that are going to scale with you and grow as your business grows. So if you don't have a clear process from the very beginning, it's going to just be chaotic for you as you do get more successful and busier. Because you know, it's not going to get any easier to all of a sudden stop and say, hey, I need a process for this.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, you gotta, you know, before you can automate a process, you have to understand what your process is. And that's what I think, you know, that's what Adam's been really, really, really good at. And he really keeps us to task on that, you know, as to the, you know, every day, really, you know, not just with the software, but making sure, like, internally with our own teams, you know, what's our process? What's our sales process? What's our support processes? What are our training? How are our customers going to get trained? Where do they go when they need help? It really, I would say, you know, where we are as a company now, as opposed to the 9 years ago when I first started working here, is you know, we've evolved tremendously, and I'm proud of that growth that we've been able to achieve through that.
And it's all because you've been using D-Tools internally.
yes, all because of that. No,
sorry,
it's
I couldn't
because
help
we've
it.
Been sticking to our beliefs that there's a better way to do things through an organized process.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Right. I want to touch a little bit more on what I talked about, like how in the past and even now you could kind of do the same thing where, you know, you need to have this process, but first, before you can figure out to create a quote or a bid, you need to know what the client wants, and that takes time. So there are walkthroughs and things like that, unless the client just says, I have a list and this is what I'm looking for. But you still kind of need to know internally, well, can I run wires to this area? Is it new construction? Is this going to be a remodel? What are my obstacles? So it kind of physically requires you to be on site, unless it's a brand new home and there's drawings. And a lot of times you don't have all that options. But before I get into that, again, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Ingram Micro, as I mentioned. If you go over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out them. They are the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Again, ingrammicro.com. Check out the solutions they have to offer for you as an integrator. And what I was saying in terms of client is thinking about doing something. I have to go, you know, a lot of times I'm traveling an hour minimum to get to a client's home. Not everybody where I live in beautiful wine country has an automated home, despite them, some of them actually do. So it requires me to drive to the Bay or all over. If you're on the East Coast, you know, it's a big state, big areas. You got to go all over. Got to go where the work is. So you travel. You need to see what the client is looking for. You got to do usually a room-to-room walkthrough. And in the past, this is pre-iPads and such, I would have a notepad, you know, big binder full of tree, and I would write down, okay, this, I would kind of hand draw out a little diagram, this room does this, this is what he's looking for here, he'd like a TV X to this size, you know, interconnects, blah, 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 this and that, I'd like to have distributed audio, video, control of this, keypads, all these things add up, and my little scratch pad and notes will then have to travel with me an hour plus back to where I live in Northern California, and then I would have to, like, kind of Excel this up or spreadsheet or whatever it was. And you know, then comes along D-Tools. D-Tools help streamline that process, but in the past, it's not like I had D-Tools with me at the client's home, because a lot of times the question is, what does it cost to automate a home? And before I had any of that information, it's kind of like, I don't know, like you could easily spend $1 million plus. It really depends on what, you know, all these things, the list that we just created, you know, labor and all that time. But then I'd have to go back, you know, drive home. I couldn't just give them an answer. Like, I don't know, you know, how much do you want to spend? You know, then you just get brand X of this, and it's very minimal, but it's not very complete. So I didn't have a way to tell them without, you know, I need to put a proposal together. Again, that takes time. You have the travel time, and I couldn't just spit something out on the fly with them. I was just walking from room to room, and all those times I wish I had something I could just digitally type out, something to configure, you know, these notes. You know, now we have iPads. I can manually type that up into the notepad, but that's the same thing. It's a digital notepad of what I was doing before, but I wasn't drawing. You know, I can't draw unless I have a little digital sketch pad. And then a few years later, I ran into this other integrator who converted this big, heavy aluminum case, and it was like a computer where he like lugged it around and typed it up, and it was still very inefficient, and it kind of worked, but it was like generic, and there wasn't a lot of specifics. And then here we are now. DTools, you guys have a mobile application that does the thing that I want, that everybody wants, that they can do in real time, kind of that eliminates my actual notes. But, well, it is the notes, but it's your mobile, it's DTools Mobile.
Well, it's actually, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's Mobile Quote. It's a quote. I'm sorry.
It's called, no, it's all right. It's called Mobile Quote. And what this really is everything you just mentioned. You know, you're doing a walkthrough of the client, you know. You're doing that pre-sales meeting. And everything about what Mobile Quote is really about getting to scope and budget.
Okay.
Right, with the customer. Scope and budget, the two main things. There's two things I always ask, you know, in a sales meeting, and you know, really, what's your time frame? What's your budget? You know, what are you thinking? Right? You have to ask those questions. And a lot of times, what we would hear from our customers is, you know, they go out to the customer and they talk and they figure out what it is, and they say, okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to work up a proposal, right? And you know, they go out and they come back into DTools and they do this great proposal and they present it to the customer, and the customer's like, $100,000. I was thinking, you know, I was thinking $25,000. And you just for whatever reason, the conversation didn't really go that way, or you misunderstood, or you never talked about price at all.
Right.
This gives you the ability to basically get with the customer and get on the same page and actually get to a number. Mm-hmm. And while you're getting to the number, the good part of it is what Mobile Quote really does is it provides a front end to your DTools catalog. So it's not going to be this thing where you're going to do these beautiful presentations and show the customer, you know, every single piece of equipment and everything. It does give you the ability to upload a PowerPoint presentation of your company, PDFs, drawings, maybe, you know, some other projects that you've worked on before, so you can actually present yourself to the customer. But when it comes to, you know, getting to the heart of the matter, which is I need enough information to go put a proposal together for you, right? Mm-hmm. What this does is it ties and syncs with your DTools catalog, and it will bring down your product categories, your product subcategories, a price range of the types of products that are in your catalog. And if you've utilized our packages, where you can create specific packages that we talked about earlier, maybe like a TV mounting kit or a custom rack kit or a four-port media plate, it'll bring down the package information and a price. So that when you're working with a customer, you can set up your locations. All right, you're doing a walkthrough. Okay, in this living room, what do you think? Okay, well, they want a home theater and they want a flat screen and they want surround sound and they want a rack and they want some automation. Well, when you're taking these notes, you can say, all right, so you're thinking TV, or what are you thinking? You're thinking 4K, you're thinking 60-inch, whatever, right? You can start tracking this, and then when you go to say, all right, I'm going to add the display device, I'm going to add an LED, right, it's going to bring up, let's say, the category from your DTools catalog with a range of pricing that you have in your catalog. I've got TVs in my catalog from $700 to $3,500, for example,
okay,
right? So you can either, you know, have that question right, with the customer. So what size are you thinking? And they say, oh, I want a 60-inch 4K. Well, okay, well, I know that's going to be about $4,000, right? I don't know exactly which one I'm going to use yet, but let's say let's budget about $4,000 for the TV. And then you want some speakers. So we got in-ceiling speakers. I think, oh, I got some I'm going to think about here, but say $500 each for the in-ceiling speakers. And then you can take notes. Oh, customer likes brand X, or customer, I'm thinking, you know, Sonance for these, or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. You can add notes, and you're starting to build a total, right? So we've got the TV, we got the speakers. We're looking at about $5,000 for this room. What do you think? And then you can have that conversation with the customer, right? So let's say we're going to budget, you know, $10,000 for this room. I'll get you the best that I can, but I know we're going to have a TV, we're going to have some speakers, we're going to have a receiver, we're going to have a rack, we're going to have a Blu-ray player, we're going to have some remotes, right?
Sure.
Now, it's general, which is a concept that we didn't have in Detools before. Everything in Detools, as you remember, is down to the specific manufacturer and model number. Exactly. So when I specify something, it is this TV, this model number, right? Which is great,
right?
But when you're starting out, I may not know exactly which piece of equipment I want to use yet.
Right.
I just know I need a 60-inch TV that's going to be about $4,000, right?
Right.
So the cool thing about this is you could go room to room. You could take pictures of the location, keep that with the quote, right? Go through with the room with the customer, and then review what you've decided on. Okay, so we decided it's going to be about $10,000 for the living room. We're going to do about $5,000 for the rest of the house. So this job's going to be about $15,000, give or take, right?
Okay.
Plus or minus 5% or 10%. Would you like me to go work up a proposal for you, right? And you can get them to sign off right there. You can get them to sign off. They use their fingers, sign off on the iPad. You can even accept a deposit. Hey, I want 5% and I'll down now and I'll go, you know, work this up for you. And then take your payment, you know, if you've got one of those, you know, Squares or QuickBooks, QuickPay or whatever thing. But when you bring that back into Detools, then what's going to happen is all the customer information, all of the locations, your Detools project is going to be created. And when you go to add the actual products from the quote, you go to drag the TV over, and it's going to bring up a filtered part of your Detools catalog that's got TVs in the $4,000 price range. Hey, I've got about 10 to choose from. Which one am I going to use? So then I can choose the specific TV. So most of the work is kind of done for me. I don't have to go back and start from scratch. I know it's going to be TVs, in-ceiling speakers, a receiver, a rack, whatever it is. But I can choose then. I can tell the customer, you know, I'm going to get you the best TV I can for this price. And I know I've got these to choose from. Or if the customer really wants a specific brand, then you've got that in your notes. And you can say, oh, they wanted Samsung or whatever it is. And there's the Samsung, and add that one. So it really is there to help you get to the number with the customer, so then you can go do the real work that needs to get done. And it's really kind of cool. And you don't have to be connected to the internet. You just need to sync with your Detools catalog before you go out on location. So if you have an iPad that's not, you know, 4G or whatever, and it's just, you know, wireless, if you're out, there's no wireless, no problem.
So you sync it first, then you kind of have access to that, and you, like you said, you pull up and basically save that whole, like, extra drive trip, because, like, we all know what happens, like, and you already mentioned it. You do this really beautiful proposal, and, you know, it can be 100-plus pages sometimes. It really depends on the size of the project, obviously. It could also be less. But they all do the exact same thing. They just take it, flip it over, and they go to the last page. What's it going to cost me? Oh my God, $100, you know, whatever, $1,000. You know, I was thinking, you know, I was only going to spend $20 or whatever it was. And then it's kind of like, you know, you sticker shock them, and it's kind of like, oh, I don't know, and this and that. By having this accessible and in front of them, they already kind of know what to expect before you go and do that, and they end up flipping it over and get sticker shocked, because they're already kind of like, okay, this is kind of, maybe we don't need that, or maybe we go smaller.
Right.
You can kind of not really, what's the word looking for? You kind of maneuver things around to kind of work towards, and like I said, you figure the scope and you figure the budget. I wish I could have done it for years.
And you're doing it together, right? You can kind of gauge as you're building it, you know, they're going, well, maybe we really don't need that. Well, maybe you don't need a 60-inch. Maybe, you know, 55 would work. I can, you know, shave a little money off there. Right. But it just it helps facilitate the discussion. And a lot of times, that's the hardest discussion to have, right?
Right.
You're thinking as the integrator one thing, oh, boy, they want this great automation system, right? But they always have a number.
Right.
And you can't just come out and ask them, so what's your budget? I mean, you can try.
You can.
You can try, and I do it often.
Well. Yeah.
But it never, you never get the right answer. You have to work through that process.
Well, because it always comes across as, well, that's like, you know, well, how much money can I get from you? It's not that. It's like, it helps to know, like, what the budget is up front. And, like, of course, you can't just say, you know, how much money can I get from you? Because that's what, no matter how you say it, it's going to sound that way. So yeah, like you guys are building this together, kind of come up, okay, this is what I'm working with, and this is what I can create for you in this range, basically.
Yeah, and instead of, you know, everybody says, well, what's your budget? Well, how much you got? You know, that's not really it. We're in this together, and let's get to what we want to both get to, is they want their system and you want the job, right?
Right.
So how do we get there? And you know, it's not meant to replace a full proposal, but if you use packages, this is the cool thing. So it allows you to get very general, right, just to get to the budget number. But if you also use packages, packages are the exact price of what's in the package, you could, in fact, do really a pretty solid, you know, project and quote right from there. You know, so if you've got packages, you can give the customer a pretty much spot on price. And then when they approve it, and you can click, you know, send email, they get a PDF copy of what you just agreed to. You bring that into Detools, finish up the rest of the design, and you're good to go. So it's a pretty cool and useful tool. And it's really the first of our, you know, kind of mobile strategy. That's the first release there.
It's the first, and it's seriously one of the best things. Not that, like, it's the best thing you guys offer, but, like, one of, like, the best things I can think of in our industry. Because for all, it just saves so much time, like, and headache and trying to figure out. Because, like, it's always been, like, you know, okay, what's the budget? I hate to ask, but I kind of need to know. And, like, as I mentioned, I'll always say this. You can't just really ask that, because it's always going to come across like you're just there to take this guy's money or woman's money, this person's money, and you want the job. He wants, you know, the service, but it's so hard, no matter what it is, you know, you can't just be like, okay, well, how much are you willing to spend, kind of a thing, and it just sounds so negative, you know, however you phrase it.
And so, yeah, it's always an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, and so if you're building this together and they're choosing these things, it's not like, oh, you know, you stuck me with this great TV. Well, it's kind of like, well, no, we know that you want, you know, maybe it's this brand or this general size, and then, you know, it kind of builds, you know, a running total together per room, per packaging, provided that you do the packaging, which you should, and it's great. It's doing it together, and like you said, it's not like, you know, like Detools is very, you know, line item specific, this part number, this number. It's a kind of a general, but it helps define, like you said, the scope of work, and a general price that's going to be pretty darn close, so that they're not, when they get the, when they say, okay, yeah, you know, I think I'd like this this scope, and I'm okay with this kind of budgeted figure, can then you please go back and get me an actual, you know, like, line item detail, this is the official quote. Because then, you know, if they say no, well, then okay, you save some time. As in the past, I'm like, okay, I wrote it all down, now I gotta go back and create this big number or big beautiful quote that they're just going to go to the end and say, whoa, what are you, you know, you're trying to take all my money, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been good. And we've had that, we released it, earlier this year, and, you know, we've gotten some really good feedback and good adoption so far. So,
okay.
So we're happy with it.
So that is very specific to the iPad, correct?
Yes.
Do you think that Detools will create a one for, and I always ask, not only because I'm an Android person myself, I use both, but an Android application that runs on a tablet, or is it, you think it might kind of stay in the iOS ecosystem specific to the iPad?
Well, we're not quite sure yet. I would say that Mobile Quote is an iOS app.
Okay.
And we really set out to design an iOS app.
Okay.
Now, our mobile strategy overall definitely includes other devices, but I would say right now that, you know, some people say, you know, Mobile Quote's great, but what I really want is DTools on my tablet, right? I really want DTools on my tablet. And you know what? You can do that now. If you've got a Surface tablet, it's Windows, you can get the full DTools software on your Windows tablet.
Nice.
And, you know, that includes Visio, and, you know, so you can share the drawings and do all of that. But the other part of the mobile strategy for us, and what we've really heard from our customers, is that, you know, I've got the job and I really need to get a better handle on, you know, the installation and managing my teams. So part of this new release that we kind of introduced at CEDIA, SI 2015, is we're adding what we're calling Mobile Install. And that is an app that ties to, you've already got the job and now you're scheduling out the install and I need to, you know, manage my teams. And that is really a cool feature for us because that allows us to create work orders and service orders and tasks, publish them to the cloud and send them out so that our teams can get them on any device, Android, you know, any phone, anything that's web-enabled. So it's not a specific iOS app. It is truly a mobile web application.
Let's see. And that's launched now?
No, that's coming in our new release, SI 2015, which should be out before the end of the year.
Okay, I gotcha. So but that's what you guys were kind of showing off at CEDIA?
Yeah, we did a sneak preview at CEDIA, and it was really, really well received. And really, we've had scheduling features in the app for a number of years now, but really, it was a one-way push pretty much, and you could schedule it through Outlook, and you could send tasks to your guys, and they could get it on their phone, right, in the calendar, mm-hmm. and attach reports, and they get their task, and it's really useful, it's really good, but they would have to manually, you know, come back and either enter their time or, you know, mark it complete or tell the boss, hey, we did this, it was 3 hours. There was no immediate feedback. And one of the key features of this mobile install is that, okay, the techs get it out in the field, they get their task, they know what they're supposed to install, they can open the item, they can enter the serial number, they can add any notes, they could take pictures, and then they can say, this is complete, it took me 2 hours, send that right back. That goes right back into DTools, right into the project information, so I can then start to really, A, manage the install, and B, start comparing estimated to actual.
So this will be all part of the 2015 launch with the mobile install app where you can like log real-time, or the installers can say, yeah, it took me this hour, this is my time here, and so via the cloud or back, you know, to the web app and then back into the DTools system?
Yes.
That is awesome. I was using a cloud-based SF/Barcelona-based company who used to be called Teambox for that same purpose, and this was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that nobody wanted to do it, and so like it was like you assign tasks and all that stuff, but it was like, you know, it's still living on a third-party thing that you still had to like take and then manually log that information again, so it's just like double the work. It's like, okay, it's great, but now someone needs to physically take that information and put it back into, you know, however we're tracking our details. In this case, it goes right into the details itself for the project.
Yeah, it's great. And to us, it's really the beginning of really blowing this out, you know, globally to really help manage teams all the way through. And it was really, you know, one of the missing pieces that we really needed to, you know, really wanted to add to the platform. It's that immediate feedback that comes back in. You could do it before, but like I said, but you'd have to do it after the fact. You'd have to manually enter it. Yeah. And to be able to have the teams be able to just say, yep, this is done. It's great. Or wait, there's a problem. We got to, you know, check something out and have that immediately, that immediate feedback come back to the project, is really what, you know, really many of our customers were requesting this. So we're really happy to be able to offer it.
So let me ask, with the, you know, like the, through the web app that goes back into the project or details itself, and you say, like, you know, I need to flag something, there's a problem, can it send out like email alerts, or is it just something that you look when you log into the web app?
No, actually, when you're in the project and you're a project manager, right, and let's say you're assigning a task to your guys, you'll get the email on your phone or whatever. Oh, I got an email alert, and I open the task and it brings up the app right there. I can make my make my changes and send it back. And then when I'm back in DTools, I'll be alerted, oh, hey, these tasks have been updated, you know.
Oh, cool.
Boom, 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 boom. So, yeah, there's definitely notifications for new, revised, and completed tasks. I think it's going to be a feature that's going to be really, really well received by our users.
Man, what's next for DTools? Are you just going to have robot installers now? That's going to be like the next jump, right?
Designers. Yeah, well, designers, we're working on that, yeah.
Or you just take a photo and it just populates the whole thing for you?
Yeah, well, hopefully none of us will have to do any work at some point, right?
Yeah, if only, but then none of us would have any jobs.
That's right, and we need our jobs. Now, the idea there is just to continually, you know, work on a platform that really integrators can really use across all parts of their business, because that's really what we're focused on. You know, how can we help make the job easier so you can focus on the things you like to do? A lot of our guys love to design the systems. They love to, you know, come up with the designs, not just the drawings, but really, you know, putting the systems together. That design part is really why your customers are going to you. You know, they're not going to you for the lowest price. If they wanted the lowest price, they'd go somewhere else, right? So it's really, this is a platform that allows you as an integrator to really focus on communicating your knowledge and expertise to the customer in a meaningful way, but also helps you, you know, save time, money, and not forget things. So we really feel that it's really the only platform that's really designed specifically for this industry. From the ground up, Adam was an integrator. He found a better way to do it. We've turned into a, you know, really good software company. We've got solid developers. We're Microsoft Gold certified ISV. We're authorized Autodesk developers. We're authorized Intuit developers. You know, our code has to, you know, be tested and verified for us to be able to have these designations, and we're really all committed as a team to, you know, build the next generation platform that's going to, you know, run our customers' businesses. And it's kind of a great place to work. It's a great place to be right now, and we're pretty psyched about, you know, what the future's holding.
And it's a great software to have as a tool in your company. If you're not using DTools right now, the best thing you could do is go look at the free demo and try and bid a project with it. Just do it once, see how fast or how long it takes you to do one, and see what kind of result you get with just the free portion of it. Consider it. I honestly think it is a change for the better if you're not doing something already. And even if you are, try the free one in comparison. You know, see what it's like. Give it a shot. It's definitely worth your time. I think that's a really good cover of what has been going on with the company, where you guys are at as a company, and I don't know where you guys can advance from here. It seems like that it's a pretty good full circle of what DTools has to offer for integrators to save, you know, save time and really function properly and to get all these things done. So I think on that note, it would be a good place to end. So, Tim, thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, if you guys want to go check out the stuff we're talking about, DTools, the free stuff, everything, they have really a lot of good information. Go to their website. It's d-tools.com. They have a blog you can check out there. You can go on their Facebook page, like their stuff. I do, so that's a thing to consider. They're on Twitter at DTools. They have a LinkedIn page for all you business types. Wearing suits currently, listening to my show. I am, but just the top portion. They're at DTools. You can check them out. If you guys have any questions, if anyone has a question and they are, if they're considering, after listening to this, they're considering, you know, DTools, what's the best way, other than the places I've mentioned, is what's the best way to get a hold of somebody over there? Maybe if they want a demo. I mean, is it just best to do the free thing we talked about?
Well, I mean, from our website at www.d-tools.com, you can sign up for a trial. You can request a live demo where one of our team will sit down with you and go over the solution on a web meeting. It's pretty cool. It takes about an hour, but we walk you through the whole, you know, all of the solution. You can request pricing, and our team will get right back to you. And then there's also a link to download not just the free 30-day trial, but free tools, the Visio plugin. So really, go to the website. We've got a ton of information. We've got a huge knowledge base. We also do twice weekly gold webinars for training. And our team's really responsive. So you can also click to chat, and they'll chat, and you can click to talk with a live person. So I would just say go to the website, www.d-tools.com.
Everyone, go to www.d-tools.com. Check them out. It's definitely worth your time. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Tim, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you for the knowledge as well.
Thank you, and have a great night.
Yeah, you as well. And really quick, next year or at the end of the year when DTools 2015 comes out for launch, I'd love to have you guys back on.
Oh, that'd be great. I know Adam would love to come back on as well.
I will have to throw him an email and thank him for having an awesome company for all us integrators. So until next time, everybody, this has been AV Insider, and I will talk to you guys shortly.